Well, just days ago, the CEO of KPMG, Andrew Yates, and auditing partner Julian McPherson quit, with the accounting firm now facing questions over how it's been using confidential client documents. Their departure came in the wake of the accounting firm's failure to properly respond to whistleblower allegations around the alleged misuse of client information. Senator Deborah O'Neill chairs the Joint Committee on Corporations and Financial Services and is my guest this morning in our Parliament House studio. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally, and good morning to your listeners.
How significant are these resignations?
Well, they are significant, but we can't be distracted by the resignation as if Mr. Yates stepping away and the head of audit stepping away solves the problem. At the heart of what we're talking about here is a question of trust. KPMG, a multi international, a cross-border, huge entity, they have access to all of the documents of any company when they go into audit. That is part of the deal. And involved in that is a currency of trust. What we have seen alleged by the whistleblower, who was finally called a whistleblower by KPMG just on Friday, is a failure to actually have in place proper probity provisions that are necessary for trust in that sector. So, for example, big company like Lendlease, this audit company, KPMG, did not tell Lendlease that it had gone in and accessed confidential files that it had no entitlement to access. And I guess if a company like KPMG can do that to Lendlease, they can do it to anyone. The whistleblower alleges other companies have been treated in a similar fashion. That is Westpac, Dexus, and even Macquarie Bank. Why does all this matter? Once upon a time, there weren't any auditors. And the idea of having an audit was Mr. Price and Mr. Waterhouse went in and said, well, we can't let these people who are building railways come out with fake books because people were just using money. So that's how the auditing profession began. So it is a currency of trust where access to confidential information is provided to an auditor to check and make sure those books and what they project into the public place are accurate.
How does this fit into the bigger picture? Because previously the focus was on PwC and particularly its work with government. KPMG seemed to be positioning itself as a trusted alternative.
And that is part of what's so shocking for me. In 2023, KPMG were in spinning that line, and at the same time they were silencing a whistleblower inside their organisation who was saying, we have some problems with probity here that we need to deal with. And why this matters, not just in terms of a failure of professional capacity, is that every Australian who's working has superannuation. And the people who manage those savings on behalf of all of us rely on the work of auditors to basically be the assurers of truth in the telling of the economic story of the major companies of this country. Now, whether it's retail super or industry super or your own SMSF, or if you're just investing straight up in the market, you rely on accurate information provided by companies so that you can make informed decisions. When big entities like KPMG are found to be breaching trust with some of the largest companies in Australia, it's pretty clear that there's a major failing with the way they're operating under a partnership model and without any transparency in the public place.
Why is this coming up through a whistleblower and the use of parliamentary privilege rather than being caught by regulation and or enforcement?
So ASIC gave evidence to the committee on Friday that their capacity to investigate goes to registered company auditors. They can't actually oversee a partnership, which is what this model of KPMG, PwC, EY, Deloitte, they can't oversee that because that's covered by state legislation. So there's this hidden space, if you will, in which this business model is operating. And they have all the window dressing of being a corporate entity, but none of the responsibility. So they have boards that would appear, for most people who aren't watching very closely, to operate like a normal board. But we've seen with PwC that the board was basically ignored by a powerful CEO. And in this circumstance, we have seen the board still in place receiving the resignation of the head of audit and of the CEO. But the board clearly must have known what was going on, and they haven't responded in a way to shut this down. I know that the whistleblower was in contact with the board, with the independent directors, with the head of governance from overseas as well as here in Australia, trying every possible way to draw attention to these internal failings. They wanted the company to recognise the problems. And instead of responding to their whistleblower in a way that I'm sure is their public-facing documentation, they try to turn it into a HR problem and to shut the whistleblower down. Mm. Now, I believe with the resignation of Mr. Yates on Friday, the whistleblower's efforts to act in the interest of ordinary Australians has actually been proven. He is vindicated in advancing this information into the public place. When he couldn't get a hearing anywhere else, the whistleblower came to me in the Senate. It's a big deal to use parliamentary privilege, and I was very, very careful in interacting with the whistleblower and making sure that I could see documentary evidence that gave fullness to his version of what was going on and gave me the confidence then to put it on the record in the Senate. That was kind of a port of last call, really, for the whistleblower. What I'd call on is these large entities, KPMG, PwC, EY, Deloitte. Clearly, it's time for them to actually change their transparency in the public place. These failures, one after another, indicate that there's a problem with the structure, there's a problem with the practice, there's a problem with the culture. And while Australian superannuation is clearly my focus, I will not let this rest.
Senator, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Senator Deborah O'Neill chairs the Joint Committee on Corporations and Financial Services. We requested an interview with KPMG. They declined but referred us to their website. The firm says, quote, its treatment of a whistleblower and investigation into their allegations fell short of the firm's expectations, those of the whistleblower and the broader community. It also says, quote, at this point, a board subcommittee led by the deputy chair and including three independent directors appointed Allens to conduct a further external legal investigation, which remains ongoing.